Tuesday, September 28th. The big debate this morning was whether or not to go to the Black funeral, Justice Black's funeral today. Mitchell, Ehrlichman, Digmore, Garment, etc., all urged that he should go, that it would be very helpful in the current climate regarding the court, in his relationship to the court and showing respect for it, and would counter the charge of a political attitude towards the court. On the basis of this, and very much against his better judgment and mine, the president did at the last minute decide to go on the basis of no press and no advance notice. It turned out to be the wrong decision, as the Unitarian minister who gave the eulogy gave a very political talk about why Black disliked strict constructionists on the court. It was directed pretty bluntly at the president, and Mitchell was very inappropriate, and the president was quite distressed that he had gone. He talked some today about his reaction to the Secret Service coming off the Alaska trip, where we did have a problem in the motorcade because they thought there was a group of demonstrators that were going to rush the president, so they wouldn't let him stand up in the car. And also they held the crowd way back at the curbs, which they're not supposed to do, so we missed an opportunity for some great crowd shots and a great crowd story. He now wants the Secret Service ordered to change some of these things, and has told me to stay on top of it to be sure it's played right. This evening he did a POW Wives convention drop by, again without any advance announcement, which drives Ziegler up the wall, but apparently it was a smashing success because he totally surprised them, and they really reacted when he came in. He gave a very good talk and completely won them over, so it turned out to be a real coup. As far as the Justice Black funeral, he said he wanted the staff to know clearly that he went under duress, that he feels it was a mistake, that he was throwing his pearls before swine, and that this was the result of the same kind of thinking that told him to fire Hershey, to go to a Black church on election day, and to meet with the college presidents. He obviously wasn't very happy with it. Henry came up with a big problem on the China trip, and that Rogers is opposed to his going, and he talked with the president about that. Rogers' argument being that Henry should send a lower level person, and that he was worried that it would postpone, or that it would louse up the UN debate, because that comes at the same time. Henry, of course, has to go because we're committed to the Chinese, and so he and the president discussed that on the basis of my talking to Rogers and trying to get him straightened out on it. It'll be one of those continuing agony-type things. The Mansfield Amendment came up again, and the problem of congressional demands for a pullout. The president made the point that they're dealing with two problems. One, who gets the credit? And he feels that the congressional Democrats may succeed in that because of the press support that they have. The second and more important problem is that they'll screw up the last chance we have to negotiate, and we've got to try to stop them because of that. End of September 28th.